Done with Mirrors, written by Bassay Dreams and read by Eos Rose. It never ceased to amaze Sam how vain his brother was. Here they were, in one of the weirdest fucking places they had ever been, and Dean was busy checking his appearance in every shiny surface. Sam was used to his brother's unusual lust for himself, but this was getting ridiculous. What kind of people owned all these mirrors, anyway? Superstitious people, that's who. Folklore had it that mirrors have the power to keep evil spirits away. Something to do with how if they see themselves in the reflection, it unveils their true selves, destroying them with just a glance. So Sam highly doubted that they would find anything here. Not that he really remembered what they were hunting, anyway. He sighed and followed Dean around the old house, following him up the stairs, not bothering to pay attention to where he was being led. Instead, he huffed and puffed and dragged his feet like a reluctant school kid. He couldn't see the way Dean was grinning, otherwise he would have refused to move a single step, demanding to know what the hell was going on. Dean couldn't believe his luck when he broke into the abandoned place, thinking there was some kind of supernatural activity inside, when all he found were a bunch of mirrors. He soon realized that these weren't just everyday mirrors used for everyday preening. No, these had a purpose which, it seemed, they had served and were now left to collect the dust. As Dean made his way through the house, he couldn't help but be amazed at the sheer multitude of the looking glasses, but he soon found that these had nothing on one of the rooms he stepped into. The entire place, save for the floor, was one giant mirror. As he looked around and saw himself from five different angles, his mind flashed to an image that caused a stir in his boxers. Sam and himself fucking in this room. He needed to go find his brother, but not before he did a little spring cleaning. "What the hell are we doing here?" Sam asked in exasperation as they stood outside a closed door. Dean grinned, but chose not to answer. "I mean, are we even hunting anything?" Dean shook his head, smile growing wide on his face. "Then why the fuck are we here?" Sam was getting so frustrated he was this close to withholding any sort of sex from Dean as a way of punishment. But then again, it would probably hurt him just as much. Dean nodded to the door, gesturing Sam to open it while he stood back, excitement coursing through his veins. Sam rolled his eyes, knowing he wasn't going to get any sense out of his brother, so he turned to the door and pushed it open. It slowly opened, creaking loudly, but the sight that met his eyes caused him to pause just as he was about to step in. Dean stepped closer to Sam, pressing his body against his brother's, breath tickling his neck. "I'm thinking this was probably the bedroom," Dean murmured, voice husky. "All around protection and a bit of kinky fun on the side." Sam turned and looked at Dean, his eyes smoldering. "How did you find this place?" "I thought I saw spectral lights inside," he shrugged. "Turns out it was sunlight reflecting off the mirrors." Sam's eyes shifted back to look into the room and focused on the pile of blankets in the middle of the room, suddenly realizing why Dean was so intent on coming here. "You want us to do it in there?" Sam asked, scandalized. "You mean to say you don't want to see it from different angles, watching me make love to you and be able to feel it at the same time?" Sam rolled his eyes. "Next thing you'll be asking me if we can record ourselves." Sam's eyes widened when he realized what he said, turning quickly to face his brother, seeing that idea was now firmly planted in his mind. "Well, we've still got that camcorder from a few years ago if you want to..." Dean was surprised when Sam didn't outright refuse to. "Maybe when we find a motel?" Dean felt lust like he had never felt hit him in the gut with a solid thump, and in the next moment he was dragging Sam's mouth down to his, claiming him for his own. He moaned, his lips parting slightly from Sam sucking on his lower one, when suddenly Sam's tongue was there, pushing its way inside. Sam pulled back reluctantly, but took a hold of Dean's hand and pulled him into the room. As soon as he reached the blankets, he turned, lower lip caught between his teeth. Slowly, he lifted the hem of his hoodie and pulled it up, stripping himself of the heavy material as well as his t-shirt. When his head was free, he let the clothing slide from his fingers, all the while taking in the look of pure want on Dean's face.
"So, Dean, you want to fuck me in front of these mirrors?"
His hand slid down his chest, pinching his left nipple, tugging at it. Gasping, he spoke again.
"You want to watch yourself as you slide into me? Want to see what your cock looks like moving inside?"
Dean gulped as he watched Sam touch his own chest, manipulating his tightening buds the way Dean wanted to, the way he was about to. He stepped forward, chucking out of his jacket and pulling off his upper layers, letting them lay where they fell. He batted Sam's hand away from his own chest and dipped his head, latching his lips around the sensitive bud. Sam's head rolled back on his shoulders as sparks of pleasure shot through his veins, Dean's lips igniting his skin. His hands came up and he sunk his fingers into Dean's short hair, holding him against his nipple, then trying to guide him to the second one. Dean allowed Sam to dictate where his lip should be, so he kissed a wet path across his chest to the other nipple, lavishing the same attention on it. The bud was stiff beneath his tongue, so he used his teeth to pull on it slightly, earning a breathy moan from Sam's lips. When Sam started to try and push his head lower, he pulled away.
"Wah. Not yet, Sammy. I want you undressed and laying on those blankets first."
Sam paused for barely a moment before he was hurriedly stripping off the rest of his clothes, wanting Dean to start touching him again. Dean couldn't resist a look in the mirrored wall opposite them, seeing Sam's bare ass as he bent over, remembering he needed to take off his shoes. The way those smooth globes flexed made his mouth water, giving him an incentive to take his own clothes off. Sam knew Dean was looking at him in the mirror, so he made sure he stayed bent over for longer than he needed to. When he looked back up, Dean was already naked, chest rising and falling a little faster than it had been before. Sam kicked his clothing away and stood tall, allowing Dean's eyes to roam his nakedness as he did the same.
"How do you want me?" Sam asked, his voice an octave lower. On your knees. That way you can watch me fucking you."
Dean watched as Sam nodded and did as he was told, obviously making a show of it just for him. Dean knelt down behind him, making sure that the lube was close, and set about making his brother lose his senses. Sam looked straight ahead, and all he could see was himself looking back at him, feeling vaguely stupid. But then his attention was drawn to Dean, who was positioning himself behind him, his cock apparently leading the way. Sam's own dick gave a sharp twitch at the thought of what was going to come and how he was going to be able to see every single thing. Dean's eyes darted to the mirror in front of him, and he saw Sam's eyes trained on him, his expression overflowing with need. If they were doing this particular way, back at one of the motels, then he wouldn't be able to see how open Sam's face was. Dean leant forward slightly, placing his hands on Sam's shoulders, smoothing them slowly down his back. He watched as Sam closed his eyes with a soft sigh, head dropping forwards.
"Keep your head up, baby. Want to see how you look."
Sam's head snapped back up, although his eyes remained closed, face bliss-filled.
God, Dean was only touching his back, but he was already aching from the inside out, the tight ring of muscle flexing at the thought of what was to come. "Gonna make you scream, Sammy," Gonna make you lose it. Dean smirked as he bent down and licked a stripe up Sam's back before inching down further and letting his tongue just about brush the inside of his ass crack. Sam gasped in surprise and thrust his hips back, wanting Dean to drag his tongue towards his waiting hole. Dean, don't tease, please. Dean was so tempted to go ahead and do the opposite of what Sam wanted, but in the end his own desires won out. Using his hands, he parted Sam's cheeks, holding them wide. Just the look of Sam's most intimate part made his mouth salivate. He took a deep breath through his nose, inhaling the musky scent before he lowered his head forward and buried his tongue inside his brother. Sam's entire body shook as he felt Dean's tongue enter him, pushing past the tight muscle. He tried not to thrust back too much, not wanting to dislodge Dean's mouth, but it was proving difficult, to say the least. His eyes flicked to the side, and the sight he was met with almost had him coming. He could see Dean's head buried in his ass, could see the motion of Dean's head that was accompanied by what he was seeing. He couldn't take his eyes off what he was seeing, feeling like it was almost wrong somehow, watching how his own brother was fucking him with his tongue. Dean couldn't get enough of the way Sam tasted. There was something so delectable, so delicious about it, but he couldn't put his finger on it. Instead, he settled for lapping at his brother greedily. By the sounds that Sam was making, he knew that he was aroused beyond compare. A few more minutes of this, he was sure he would have him coming. But he didn't want it to end like this, with his tongue in Sam's ass. He thrust his tongue in one last time, circling round the rim, then pulled away. He looked up and caught sight of Sam's face in the mirror, saw how flushed his cheeks were, how blown his pupils were. God, he could feel desire clawing at his back like a rabid animal trying to escape. He needed to be inside Sam so desperately. Sam heard the cap on the lube go, and he made sure to turn his head so he could watch Dean get himself ready. He watched as Dean squirted the lube onto his fingers, covering three digits thoroughly, and then he watched as Dean moved his hands between Sam's cheeks, his fingers brushing against his still wet hole. Dean knew Sam was watching him, could feel his gaze on him making his skin prickle with excitement. It was hard to not just thrust in that tight heat without any real prep, but he managed to control himself, Sam's pleasure always before his own. Slowly, with his eyes on Sam's reflection, he pushed one finger in, sliding straight past the tightest bit. God, Sammy, you feel so tight. Sam couldn't respond, too overcome by all he was seeing and feeling. Instead, he reached around to grab hold of Dean's wrist and forced him to start moving. More. Dean groaned, biting back the urge to slide on home. Instead, he added a second finger, scissoring them, stretching Sam wider, then added a third.
Ready, Dean. I am just, please, need you in me.
Sam bit off with a groan as he saw Dean's hand sliding over his own cock, making sure he was slick enough. A moment later, Dean was positioning himself at Sam's stretched opening and was then pressing inside. Dean groaned as he slid inside, not stopping until he was completely sheathed within his brother. He tried to keep himself still, but when he looked in the mirror that was opposite them, his resolve broke. Sam was looking at him through bangs that were hanging damply across his forehead. His tongue snuck out of his mouth and licked his lips, all the while his eyes did not move from Dean's.
Fuck, Sammy,
Dean grunted, reaching around his brother to take his leaking erection in hand.
You drive me fucking crazy.
Sam tried to retort, but his voice broke off with a loud moan when Dean's cock brushed against his prostate, thus stopping anything he might have said. Dean aimed for the same place again and again and again, wanting to get Sam there. He rested his head on Sam's upper back and turned to look at the mirror, watching himself as he drove into Sam, harder with each thrust. Look at us, baby. Dean grunted as he sped up his movements on Sam's cock. Look at how fucking good we look. Sam turned his head and saw the way Dean was taking him, and he lost it. His back bowed as his balls tightened, and he screamed as he shot load after load across the floor and Dean's hand. Dean snapped his hips forward, once, twice, and then it was over, filling Sam with such a force that he almost blacked out. Light shot across his closed eyelids as he came and came, and not in sight. Eventually, his entire body sagged on top of Sam, but before Sam could collapse, he rolled off him and settled on his back. Sam dropped down beside him and curled into his side. Dean grinned up at the reflection on the ceiling. There Sam was, curled around him, and he shifted so he could wrap his arms around his brother.
I think we should move in, Sam said after a good few minutes.
Dean laughed, the sound echoing in the room.
What, really?
Sam paused, then shook his head.
No, not really. But that was fucking hot, seeing you like that and feeling it at the same time.
I know, I think my brain drained out of my ears. Sam laughed brightly, holding Dean tighter. I love you, you know, even if you are crazy.
Me, crazy?
Dean asked incredulous, like he couldn't believe Sam had said such a thing to him.
Yeah, Sam sobered, looking at Dean intently. You.
Dean grinned softly, leaning in to kiss his brother.
Love you too.
Another gentle kiss.
Now, how about that camcorder?
The end.